מרן שכ"ח סעיף מ"ח, ואסור להוציא דם מהמכה. So on Shabbat it is forbidden to extract blood from a wound. For example, you press down next to the wound in order to take out some blood, or for example you tie something to apply pressure in order to extract some blood. Clearly that's going to be asur. It'll probably asur drabanan, because this case over here you're not using the blood. However, in the case where, let's say, a doctor is taking a blood test, where he needs the blood in order to take it to the laboratory, so that would be isur deoraita. And therefore, the halakha writes, Chaim Ben Tzion says, asur lakachat dam ma'chole letzorech bedika b'ma'abada, ela em kenu chole sheyesh bo sakana. That for a Jew to take a blood test, unless it's chole sheyesh bo sakana, it's forbidden for the Jewish doctor to take a blood test. That blood test, he needs the blood. So therefore, it's melachash shesidcha legufa, and therefore it's going to be asur. And then the Menuchat Ahava writes in Chelek Gimel Perek Yudchet Seif Yudbet, v'im yesh chashash l'sakanat eved, if there's sakana of an eved, o shenafal l'mishkav, or he's lying down in bed because he cannot move from his sickness, o shemitzta'el kol gufo, his whole body is in pain, mutar l'asot bedika al yedei goy. So then it's permissible to take the blood test al yedei goy. But stam, if the person is, you know, is chole, but he's not nofel l'mishkav, so even al yedei goy would be asur to take the blood test. That would be isur deoraita. The only time you're letting a person take a blood test al yedei Yisrael, if it's sakanat nefashot, and if it's chole shenafal l'mishkav, it'll be mutar al yedei goy. But regular blood tests, otherwise, is going to be asur on Shabbat.